Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Vince Quinn here with you on 94 WIP. We're going to get a little bit into some of the management changes that have been going on with the Philadelphia Eagles, and who better to do that with us than from inside the Birds, Jeff Mosher. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Vince. What's going on, man?
I'm doing good. So let's just get that right down to it. So Joe Douglas is now a New York Jet, and how big of a loss is that?
It is a big loss, Vince. It's always hard when we talk about these things, when we write about them, because it involves, people who, I think fans who follow the team and get really excited about Carson Wentz and, DeSean Jackson and Zach Ertz, they don't necessarily know the nameless people in the front office who are even underneath guys like Joe Douglas who are out there doing scouting, but they're such important people. And I'd say the biggest impact of losing Joe Douglas is it's kind of manifold, really. First, when you think about the Eagles front office before Joe got here, it was in disarray for quite a while, especially the scouting department. You had Chip Kelly, who brought in an army of his people that kind of pushed Howie and his people out the door. Even before Chip Kelly, there were a lot of different scouting directors or number twos to Howie Roseman who didn't per se get along with Howie and vice versa, and they were in and out the door. And I always remember writing and saying during those time periods that this stuff has a bigger effect on a franchise from top to bottom than maybe fans even realize, because scouting and the teams that have the best scouting departments, they have an identity. They have a backbone. They have a defining characteristic that they look for when they're bringing in talent for the organization. And when you constantly have people in and out and bringing in different philosophies, then you don't have an identity. And what I think Joe did was he brought stability, which they didn't have, and then he was able to hire his own people. And then from there, he brought an identity. He brought a lot of people here to Philly who were with him in Baltimore, where he worked for 16 years. And that's one of those organizations that has stability and has an identity and knows what it looks for. And Joe brought that and his grading system and his scouting culture and his people here. And I think what you've seen over the last few years is the Eagles have had a lot of success both in their pro scouting and their college scouting, and just they've had a harmonious front office. And a lot of that is because of Joe and kind of those nameless, faceless guys who are in the front office.
Yeah, so out of those nameless and faceless guys, they are a big part of the organization. So the next question is, the same way that Joe brought all of these guys to Philly, how much of a departure do you expect from the scouting department to go to New York?
Well, that was a big question mark up until, what happened on Thursday with the announcement of all the promotions. It was a big question mark for people who cover the team. It was even a question mark, Vince, for people who are very familiar with the Eagles around the league. I spent the last week or so talking with people who really know the Eagles inside and out, and they work for other teams. They may have worked for the Eagles in the past and maintained relationships. And they're very curious to see how Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie handled the Joe Douglas departure from a standpoint of whether or not they were going to then promote and reward some of the guys that Joe brought here for higher talent evaluation positions, or if they were going to reward or fill the holes with guys that Howie has brought in. Now, Howie in January brought in a guy named Andrew Berry from the Cleveland Browns, who was a very high-ranking executive there, and he gave Andrew a very high-ranking title here. It's, I think, director of football operations, or vice president, I should say, of football operations. And Andrew Berry has a scouting background, but in Cleveland, he was in charge of their analytics movement, or with Sashi Brown and everybody there. He played a big role in that. And he was brought here in January to preside over the analytics department. And so people around the league were wondering, with Joe gone, is would Howie put Andrew Berry in that spot and make him the next quote-unquote Joe Douglas? And would that signal a shift that the organization, which has embraced and encouraged analytics and openly talked about it, would it signal a shift that they were going full court press on analytics and then kind of letting the Joe Douglas disciples either go out their contract for this year or even let him out of their contract to go with Joe? And what we saw with the announcements on Thursday is that a lot of those Joe Douglas guys, disciples, were rewarded, promoted, given new titles, and will not be fleeing to the Jets. And that also, to me, indicates that Howie and Jeffrey really understand the importance of that identity and culture of true field scouting that Joe brought here, and they're not trying to disrupt that marriage or that balance between scouting and analytics. That they think they have a good relationship there, and it's not going to be one taking over the other.
Yeah, and so I guess that's what you get with Andy Weidel, right? Because he's the guy that gets promoted to take Joe Douglas' spot. So he's a Joe Douglas guy?
Yes, Andy Weidel and Joe came up together through the Baltimore chain. You know, Joe Douglas left Baltimore after 16 years, went to Chicago to be their scouting director. He was only there for a year before the Eagles hired him. And then I think, you know, usually when you're hired for that position, you have guys, you inherit a staff with guys under contract. So it was a year later that Joe got to really kind of move some guys out whose contracts were up and bring some guys in. And Andy Weidel was one of the first people he brought in to really, you know, put his mark on the staff and bring that Baltimore Ravens mentality to the franchise.
Okay, so here's the other question I have for you, because there has
actually,
been...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... I think Weidel was actually brought over immediately. It was other guys like Ian Cunningham and some other... And Casey Weidel, who came over a year later.
Okay, so here's the other question I have, because now we've got all this front office movement, but we also have the medical staff movement. And so so when you get all of these people in the medical staff that turn over after, what, a year? I mean, what is going on with that, and what's your read on it?
Yeah, well, that's something that was really, you know, the medical staff issue was something that really became kind of a storyline during the season, as you had several players missing time. You know, Darren Sproles probably headlined that, more time than you would ordinarily miss for soft tissue injuries. And that made, you know, people kind of look back on the fact that after they won the Super Bowl, there were a lot of changes made on the medical staff. And it was kind of never really explained why. It was just like, these guys are out, and then there's a new staff in, and Howie Roseman's the guy that's in charge of the medical staff, and he brought in some new people. You know, and there have been different reasons speculated why. I know that, you know, leaks on medical information is one of those reasons that people have felt that Howie decided he was going to get rid of the old and bring in new. But the bottom line is he brought in a rehab specialist. He brought in a new head trainer. And, you know, last year, obviously, we saw issues with the training staff, and just there were reports about people not happy with it. And, of course, the rehab was an issue there. And so he did make a change this offseason. Tim McManus of ESPN reporting that they brought in kind of a new head physician / internist. So I don't know. To me, that seems to rectify all the problems that they had last year, but clearly Howie felt, or and the people at top felt, that some sort of change was needed. But I do remember at the end of last year, Howie also saying that some of the new people he brought in last year, they need time to grow and develop in their new roles. And it was curious to me, because my question would be, at the expense of what? You know, if you have the players are the most important people on the team, and if they're not happy, or if their rehab isn't going well, and you're putting them in the hands of the people who have to grow into their roles instead of being completely ready and prepared for them, to me that raises a few alarms. And, you know, you see a guy like Miles Sanders already this spring, a rookie who needs all the snaps he can get, and he can't get on the field because of hamstring injuries, and it just makes you a little bit skeptical going into the year.
Yeah, and that's fair, but here's the thing, Jeff, and we're talking with Jeff Mosher, by the way, from the Inside the Birds podcast, and here's the thing for me. I'm incredibly optimistic with this team. I love the depth and just the way they prioritize positions and all that stuff, so I feel so good about this team going into the season. And now I have to ask you, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, this is a yes or no question. Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions.
Oh man, we're going straight from medical staff to that. That's
yeah,
tough.
I'm dropping it on you, man. You gotta think on your feet here. Let's go. Is it happening or not?
I definitely agree with the assertion. I think Zach Ertz made it, that this is the most talented team that they've had. I'll say, though, I thought last year, going into last year, that they were more talented than the Super Bowl team, and injuries really derailed them. So do I think that this is the most talented roster? Yes. Should it win a Super Bowl or contend for a Super Bowl? Yeah, it really should. And hopefully the injuries, especially to Carson Wentz, are not there. And that if they stay healthy, they're certainly deep and talented enough to win.
Well, there you go. Jeff Mosher just guaranteed a Super Bowl. Jeff, thank you so much. I'm right now. I left the studio. I'm doing this call now. I'm on the phone. I'm driving to Atlantic City. I'm placing the bet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ben. Would it have been better if I just said, yes, the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl and not tried to do the whole reporter thing?
Yeah, you tried to be too responsible with it, and my show is not about that. I mean, we have no sense of responsibility here. It is all just it's like wacky, wailing, inflatable tube people. That's my whole show. So,
okay, I want to win in Rome, right? They say win in Rome. So let me just amend my statement and say not only will they win the Super Bowl, they are going to go 16-0, and the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, are going to be very, very upset about this.
I can't wait for Jason Kelce to just spit in Mercury Morris's face. It's going to be great. So, so that's Jeff Mosher. You can follow him at Jeff Mosher NFL and listen to him. He's on the Inside the Birds podcast, part of the Go Birds Network. And so, Jeff, always happy to talk to you, man.
Same here, Vince. Have a great one.
All right, you too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.